great passages of Scripture are open to a variety of interpretations. For example, in an interchange not long after the text this morning, Jesus pulls Peter aside and says to him, asking the question, "Do you love me more than these?" I think Jesus is asking a question of Peter that probes how much he has grown. Peter, who has boasted, "Well, the other disciples may forsake you, they may run away, but I will be firm. I'll be right there with you, Lord." And then, of course, he crumbles under the pressure. I think Jesus is asking, "Peter, do you love me more than these?" He's asking, "Do you still think that you love me more than these other disciples love me?" And a sober, wiser Peter answers, bereft of bravado and juvenile competitiveness, "Lord, you just know I love you. You know I love you. Then feed my sheep," says Jesus. "Do you love me more than these?" Some say, no, that's a different way of looking at it. He's not asking, "Is he loving more than the other disciples love me?" He's asking, "Do you love me more than you love this old life to which you've gone? Do you love me more than the boat and the fish and the nets and the lack of pressure? Do you love me more than you love your old life? Do you love me with all of the sacrifices and demands that I'm calling forth from you as a disciple? Do you love me more than you love the comfort and ease of your old existence? Do you love me more than these?" Peter's answer is the same, whatever Jesus' point. "Lord, you know I love you. Then feed my sheep." But the interpretive key to this passage is the fish. The 153 fish. For you see, Jerome, one of the earliest Christian commentators, opines that in Jesus' day, there were thought to be 153 kinds of fish. And in the nets that Jesus has commanded to be thrown out, they are netted symbolic of all of the people of the world, all of the cultures, everyone trammeled up in the same net of the God's inclusive gospel. The 153 fish are meant to be symbolic of all the peoples of the world, of all cultures, of all kingdoms, of all races. The catch that Jesus has summoned, the catch that Jesus has enjoined, trammels up all of the fish of the world. Symbolically underscoring that God's kingdom is all inclusive. Everyone counts. Everyone matters. 153 fish represent all of the people of the earth. That passage reminds me of a fabulous story told by a great preacher named Fred Craddock, who was caught in a blizzard in northern Minnesota. And the only place in which he could find refuge was a little bar. And the only entree in the bar was greasy soup. But the night was bitterly cold, and the bar was warm and convivial. And so Craddock just hung out, poking his greasy soup. Into the bar came a thin woman dressed in a thin coat obviously destitute. And she walked up to the bar and she said to the woman behind the bar, "May I see a menu?" And the lady growled, "We got soup." And the woman said, "I think I'll just take a glass of water." "We don't need your kind in here. Get out." The woman tightened her coat around her thin body and started toward the door. And Craddock said, he noticed wordlessly people were getting up from the bar, getting up from their tables, and headed to the coat rack. And Craddock thought, there's a movement going on. I better join it. So he started to get up from the bar too. And suddenly the woman behind the bar said, "All right, she can stay." Wordlessly, everyone put their coats back on the hooks, went back to their places. As if nothing had happened. But something had happened. Craddock said when he looked at his greasy suit, it had become the body and blood of Christ, symbolic of the Christ who communes with all, who went to the cross that all would matter. Everyone. Fish, a net that could not be broken, bread, wine, greasy soup, all of them symbolic of the inclusive kingdom of God. For Christ has given himself that we might understand everyone counts, everyone matters. And it is to such a table that Christ invites you this morning. Paul said to his friends at Corinth, "What I received from the Lord, I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he broke it, he gave thanks. He said, 'This is my body which is broken for you. Whenever you eat this bread, do it in remembrance of me.' At the end of the supper, likewise, he took the cup and he poured the wine into it and said, 'This cup represents the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" You see laid out for you this day the Lord's table. It's not Dr. Krimmer's table. It's not the table of Vineville Baptist Church. It is the table of the all-inclusive love of Christ. And anyone who would claim this Christ as Savior, anyone who would seek to serve in his kingdom, you are invited to partake. As you've heard in the scriptures, our Lord Jesus trying to communicate to his disciples, none of whom were Mensa material, he was trying to communicate to them the meaning of the violence that was about to ensue. So he took the bread, just the common bread of the meal, and he broke it. And he said, "You see this broken bread? This is what happens to my body. It's broken for you. And whenever you eat it in remembrance of me." But in the shadow of the violence of that image, nevertheless, our Lord gave thanks. Lord, we stand in wonder at your profound and inclusive love. Your mercy falls on us like the gentle rain that fell this morning. For all of the times that we've failed, for all of the times that we've not answered the summons to commitment, for all of the times that we've hedged on our stewardship to you, for all of the times that we've allowed the negativity of the world outside to infect our being. May your mercy and grace wash us clean. Though our sins might be as scarlet, may your grace make them white as snow, removing our iniquity as far from us as east is from west, through the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.